This is At Risk Radio.
Welcome to At Risk Radio. At Risk Radio is a show where we talk about leadership in the church at risk. My name is Mark Stafford, and I'm the host of the show. I'm here with David Witt. He's the CEO of SOM International. And with Michael Elan, he is one of the global ambassadors. So global ambassadors, David, and first of all, hi, I'm glad to see you. And secondly, tell me what a global ambassador is. Tell us a little bit about the Global Ambassador Program and what Michael's involved in.
Well, yeah. And so, Mark, I think we have to point out for this episode is a special blessing because it's the day after our resurrected glory. We all celebrated the resurrection day, Easter yesterday. And and we were laughing because it took 3 weeks. Three different weeks for us to finally put this episode together that we all tried for technical and scheduling. And so I have great confidence that this is going to be a really good episode, Michael. So I'm so excited to have you. And Michael's really one of our, I could say like a poster boy for us as far as Global Ambassador, because he is just nonstop. When I went out with the Michael last year, when he just was getting started here, of just officially recognizing us, and we're unveiling our Global Ambassadors, Michael was one of the first on board, and he set up 11 speaking engagements for me, Mark, and it was just powerful of just people who love Jesus. And Michael's the guy who connects with all these different networks and ministries because he just loves Jesus, and he attracts others who love Jesus. And, you know, I think that's why I wanted to start out with that, because the global ambassador represents God's heart for the body of Christ. And we see Michael as a connector and on the connecting team of global ambassadors. And he just wants to expose people what God's doing for their own encouragement. But of course, everybody has something to contribute, whether it's prayer or it's advocacy, what's giving, the many ways that we can worship Christ and join what he's doing around the world. So again, from Florida here, Michael, welcome to At Risk Radio.
Well, thank you, David. You've been very kind in your introduction. A little overwhelmed, but it's good to be with you, brothers. It really is.
Well, well deserved, Michael. And let's talk about a little bit of your heart in drawing you in. What was it that drew you into the SOM International Network? And how has that impacted your life? Let's just start there, and we're going to fill in these gaps of your life and leadership, but let's start there.
I first began to have a burden for the persecuted church when I was in Bible college at Bethany Fellowship Missionary Training Center in Minneapolis. And a gentleman came who had been a Romanian pastor and had been in prison for, I think, 14 years by the name of Richard Wurmbrand, and spent a couple of days there at Bethany. And we had people all from all over the world, various missionary organizations. But when I was eventually done with school and on my own, that became an organization, Voice of the Martyrs at that time, that we connected with and felt that we needed to be involved with in a big way. So we'd been involved with for a long time, and then after a number of years, they had a conference just up the street from us, just about a mile and a half up the street. And I said, my goodness, we finally get to go to a conference. We went to a conference, and there was a missionary from Latin America that had been involved with Voice of the Martyrs previously, and was speaking by the name of Russell Stendahl. And I immediately recognized that name because Bethany had sent out the Stendahls as Wycliffe Bible translators in the mid-60s. And I was there at Bethany in the 70s, and we heard a great deal about their ministry. There was concern in regards to the communist FARC trying to take over the nation, and many people had been killed. The Stendahls were big in prayer, in our prayer concerns, and finally they came actually to Bethany, and actually I missed it part of this because they came back to Bethany for furlough, and I don't remember actually hearing Chad speak at that time. Russell was probably in middle school. In fact, he was in middle school because there was a tornado that hit the retreat center at Bethany, and there were a number of staff and confirmation classmates of Russell that were killed in that tornado.
Yeah, Michael, actually all of the confirmation class was killed, but Russell, since he wasn't there, yeah.
Right. No sooner that hit, I was scheduled to go on vacation, and so I missed all the funerals and everything else. Years later, you know, here's Russell. I said, boy, I recognize that name. That has to be one of the kids of Chad and Patricia. So during a break, and his presentation was wonderful. During the break, I talked with him, and I said, you know, my school sent out a family in the 60s. The father's name was Chad Stendhal. He says, well, that was my dad. So immediately connected with him. I felt that was a real God encounter. I reconnected, in a sense, with the family. Got his book, Rescue the Captors, and Rescue the Captors 2, and gave a donation to his ministry right on the spot, and got on the newsletter and began reading the books. And I started reading all the books from then on in. I mean, fascinating. When I finished Rescue the Captors 1, I thought, well, gosh, Rescue the Captors 2, it's probably going to be a letdown. That's not, you know, it's hard to beat 1, and it wasn't. And I followed it all through all his books, and finally there were some things that he was talking about that in regards to his ministry in Latin America that he says, there's some things going on I really can't talk about. And finally, when The Hidden Agenda came out, that I realized what was going on that he couldn't talk about, and that was the peace negotiations with the communist FARC and the Colombian government in Havana, Cuba. But before that, Albert, I learned about Albert in that book, Albert Lupnitz, and found out he was totally self-supporting. So I wrote him a letter to see if I could help with some of his expenses, and he called me back, became associated with him. And he eventually had a conference downstate with Bill Bennett's church, and he called me and said, come on down, you know, experience my ministry. And then he called me back and said, wait a minute, I got time after Bill's done with me. I could come up there and speak up there. And I thought, wow. How am I going to explain Albert to people there in Jacksonville? I had 1 month to do it. So that's basically how I got connected. And we had Albert over a period of 8 years, many, many meetings here in Jacksonville, which I set up the itinerary for, and twice in North Carolina, major meetings that were just amazing, off the charts. So that's basically the whole story. Hmm.
Well, we probably need to run to a break here real quick, David. So I think when we get back, we will want to follow up a little bit more about Michael and what he's doing with Global Ambassadors, and then, you know, how our listeners can get involved with both Global Ambassadors and inviting some SOM speakers to come out. So, hey, we'll be right back after this break.
At Risk Radio.
Lost Story Cinema presents a new feature film, the story of Frank Higgins, the lumberjack sky pilot.
More than any class that's lived in our land, these lumberjacks can truthfully say, no man cared for my soul.
The church has forgotten the prodigal while caring for the souls of the saved.
30,000 men? Men to whom God is dead, and Sunday is the harvest day of iniquity, and the saloons and brothels.
But you were there, willing.
Willing, yes, but not ordained, you see.
The Duluth Presbytery is not going to ordain an uncouth lad who hasn't even finished the sixth grade.
Ever since I was a young lad in Canada, I've wanted to pilot men to the skies.
Aren't you the lumberjack sky pilot?
I am.
My brother heard you preaching. He said you's a fellow who never leave a lumberjack down.
I'm too low and vile for even God to do anything with.
But God brought me all this way to find you.
Based on the true story of an ordinary man who would become a giant. The Parish of the Pines, coming soon. For more information about this film and to learn about a movie premiere near you, go to theparishofthepinesmovie.com. Theparishofthepinesmovie.com.
Welcome back to At Risk Radio. I'm online with David Witt. He's the CEO of SOM International, and also online with Michael Elin. He's one of the global ambassadors. He's located out of Florida, and we just heard from Michael and his connection to the Stendhal family going way back, all the way back when Russell was in junior high, and a long time connection with the Stendhals, and also a connection with Richard Wurmbrand, who is near and dear to this ministry as well. So, David, we have a lot of guys who are out there serving as global ambassadors who are connected to SOM in one way or the other. So I'm just going to kind of hand it over to you and talk to us a little bit more about Michael and about the Global Ambassador Program.
Yeah, Michael, thanks for your thumbnail testimony. That's amazing how you covered a lot of years right there and did a fantastic job. And what really quickened my heart is how you and I are so similar. All those names you mentioned are names who have impacted me that I've been able to work directly with. And of course, Richard Wurmbrand is near and dear in my heart, as Cindy and I, my wife, got to spend time in their twilight years here on Earth. And we traveled to Romania. And I just, every time I hear their name, there's just something special there. And of course, now the precious relationship with Russell. So thank you again. That's just already, I'm enjoying this. Michael, I want to continue to press on now, and let's even specifically talk about, let's start with Russell and even some of those books. Or is there in our newsletters and relationship and the preaching teaching? I mean, there's a plethora, obviously, for you to draw from. But do you remember any specific story that as you listened to that you realized, wow, you know, God is big, you know, and what God is doing. I even think of that verse, just to set you up one more time, is to think about how Christ said those mysterious words that the body of Christ, you know, will do greater things than I've done. And you know, you and I, and with SOM Network, we get to hang out with people who are doing mighty works in the Lord. And we know it's not just one person, but collectively, the Word of God is going out, obviously, to places that Christ never visited in person. He's visiting through us now. And we get to witness that through this amazing network of workers, and Russell specifically, one that you're close to. So as I ask that question again, what is there a story you could think about that really inspired you to where you are today in your walk with Christ and your leadership?
One of the things that I've been encouraged with over and over again in regards to persecuted church and what Russell shared, you know, with his whole family being right in the middle of that civil war, and yet God preserved them, is and this has come up in our Bible study, is the ability of God to preserve a remnant. Now, I mean, he had associates that were martyred, and many associates, and yet that one family had a special a protection across the board. It didn't mean that they didn't suffer adversity. They did, but it didn't matter what the enemy threw at them. They came through it, and all the children were protected as well. And not only that, but a lot of times, and we've seen this, many of us have been Christians for a while, sometimes our children are wayward. You know, I've seen this over and over again with a number of us who are older Christians. And I see it's very little of that within the Stendahl family. You know, most all of them are serving the Lord and genuinely, basically, taking the mind of Christ in regards to humbling themselves and being a servant and risking much for Jesus individually. It was interesting when the kids were here last for the Parish of the Pines, which we promoted, helped promote, and basically, as far as the reservations, the theater was filled, although there were no shows. And their conversations, just the entire family, their ministries aren't identical, obviously, but the work of God in each one of their lives and how they're finding their own place. And Russell says basically that as long as they're on assignment, and they are, they're careful to be on assignment and hear God's voice for themselves, you have total protection. I mean, same with the apostles. They had total protection until their assignment was done. Same with Jesus. Didn't matter what the enemy tried to do. It wasn't his time. You know, and so he was protected. Yeah. And I see this with them. And it's a real encouragement. It's a real encouragement. And those that are in that type of adversity and ministering all those years have an awful lot to teach us. An awful lot.
Yeah. And Michael, I like what you're bringing up. A couple of things. First of all, is I'm a witness to the Stendahl family. All of their kids are serving the Lord, love the Lord, which is, I think, one of their most powerful witnesses of everything they do nowadays with such broken families. And praise God for that. But second thing you just mentioned that I want to push into more is the idea of protection. We have so many Americans and believers who just are vacillating between faith and fear. Mm-hmm. And speaking to why connected to the persecuted, overcoming church, these leaders, how that's, again, you're hitting on how that's impacted you. Why would you encourage other believers out there to be in relationship with our global unreached areas? How is that going to impact us here in the United States as we're looking at persecution, we're looking at marginalization and on and the decline of our society? Speak to that for a moment, please.
Yeah, I was just at a breakfast with a gentleman who had ministered in China, and he was addressing the need to prepare Americans for persecution. He had materials for doing that, but as far as I can see, you know, the beginning steps of preparing the church for persecution and other brothers and sisters for persecution is to get involved with assisting the persecuted church. I mean, your newsletters, the messages, and so forth are an ongoing testimony to how God takes care of his own in adversity. It doesn't mean that there aren't martyrs, but to me, that's the only way to the beginning steps, at the very least, is get involved with an organization that is doing that and partnering with the persecuted church and praying for them. You know, and prayer is, of course, a big part of it. That's where it's got to start.
Amen.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. We only have another minute or so left here, Michael. So why don't you conclude with, if you can talk about how the impact to Jacksonville, Florida area, and even extended area that you've had an impact, how has, you know, being an advocate, a global ambassador for the global church, you see impact of the body of Christ in your area? And, you know, some of the fruit that's come out of that.
Well, hopefully, for one thing, in regards to Russell and Albert's ministry, I have a select group of intercessors, people that I trust that won't share on social media and basically keep things within their own cadre of prayer intercessors. And I did that in the very beginning when I became associated with Albert and Russell and in regards to their works in Colombia. Russell sends out some limited emails now and again just to a few people for the purpose of being able to share with people they in turn trust. So prayer is one thing. You know, a prayer network that is, and in the case of some of these things that Russell would share, and you were part of that too, in regards to what I can share. I oftentimes ran things by you, if you remember. Yeah, you and Bill Bennett down the way. Oftentimes, Russell's so busy that I typically would not want to bother him personally, but I know I could bother you more and Bill more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I felt the liberty to do that. So yes. I think that's, does that answer part of your question? Because we have groups of intercessors here in Jacksonville that are just waiting to get the next report or the next thing to pray about. And there's anticipation there.
Yeah, Michael, I think it's great. And Mark's going to bring us out, but I'll just make a last comment here. Thank you for mentioning that, because, you know, intimacy of God starts with that prayer, the communion with him. And from there, we hear him, and then we can obey and know what other steps we can take. So I think that's a great, you know, talking about the fruit that happened in your area, the intimacy, and Global Ambassadors invites for that trust where, you know, literally you give us permission to share your name and get together with other kindred-hearted people and develop a trust network. So that's key. So thank you.
I'm looking forward to meeting other people that you run across in this area that you know, as far as the Southeast. By our area, I mean Southeast United States.
So there's an invitation, you Floridonians, is that how you say it?
Floridians.
Florida? Floridians,
Floridians,
yes.
Yeah.
To sign up for Global Ambassadors right there for Michael, and we'd love to connect
you. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, there's a number of ways for people to get involved. I mean, as you said, Michael, the first way is just to contact SOM and say, hey, we want to get the newsletter. And those are things that you can be praying about and keep informed about what's happening, you know, with those who are risking much for Jesus. Now, there are several other ways. Now, you mentioned, you know, you're kind of in a connection ministry where you're connecting SOM to, you know, places to speak and hosting Parish of the Pines and some of those kind of things. Also mentioned that you're in a prayer group, and that's another way that people can serve in Global Ambassadors. David, there's a couple other ways that people can serve with Global Ambassadors. You want to talk about that just briefly?
Yeah, helps. That helps team that would just help with any events and some things that Michael's doing. And then we have our discipleship team that we train in our training of oral and doctor Bible study, both in discipleship and evangelism. And then advocates, those who are at the church, maybe organization, they say, hey, we want to keep our organization up on what God's doing in the global church. So those are the five teams there with a connector team. Again, Michael's part of, yeah.
So if you want to get involved with those who are risking much for Jesus, there's a number of ways to get involved with SOM International. And so we want you to start by just signing up for the newsletter. That's either at atriskradio.com or at spiritofmartyrdom.com. Mm. Either place you can get that. SOMinternational.com actually goes through to that too. You can also help the persecuted church by simply subscribing to this podcast and sharing it with some other people so they can be encouraged by it. If you have questions, we'd love to answer those. And lastly, hey, you know, what we're doing around the world, whether that's in Colombia with the Stendals or whether that's church planting, you know, in Asia, or that's, you know, what's happening in Mexico, all the things that happen with SOM International, you know, thousands of people coming to know Christ as Savior, thousands of Bibles being handed out to people, thousands of people getting clean water, thousands of people hearing the gospel over the airwaves, and more. That all happens because people are generous in their donations to this ministry. You can either exchange a donation for a book like Rescue the Captors at sombookstore.com, or you can just sign up to be a monthly donor, and we like that too. All right. Well, hey, David, I'm so glad to connect with you again. Michael, thanks for being on the show. My name is Mark, and this has been At Risk Radio.
You've been listening to At Risk Radio. For more, go to atriskradio.com. At Risk Radio is a production of SOM International.